Many people display a nativity scene at Christmas, but this one is truly amazing. Certainly its size is something to behold, but the lady behind it and her love for her hometown truly set it apart from many others. The Christmas Story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
In the Whitehead Memorial Museum in Del Rio, Texas, you'll find a nativity set that means a lot to this community.
She started this collection in 1940. Whenever she would travel or her kids would travel to Mexico or to California, anywhere around the United States or Mexico, they would collect pieces and give them to her to add to her collection.
Michael Diaz is speaking of Beatrice Cadena. Over the years, she added pieces to her large nativity set. A lot of pieces.
There's over 1,000 pieces. It has a running stream. It has hay, lights, Christmas lights. So it's a very large piece.
But this wasn't a display just for herself. It was for the community.
During Christmas, she would open it up to the neighborhood kids or anyone who wanted to come in and see the nativity. And after they were done, she would always give them some kind of fruit or some kind of goodies afterward.
When Beatrice passed, the nativity came here to the museum. It took a small building just to house the large display. Michael says they wanted to keep alive the tradition that she had begun.
We have an event called Christmas Under the Stars. We have Santa Claus here giving out free goodie bags to the kids. They take free pictures with the kids. In order for them to come into the event, they have to bring, instead of charging an admission price, or we ask that they bring a new unwrapped toy or non-perishable food items.
And so Beatrice's spirit of giving continues in the city.
We also have the nativity scene open that night for the parents to come bring their kids to see it. Many of the parents who bring their kids were kids when they saw it in her house. And they remember saying, oh yeah, we used to see that on school field trips in Miss Galena's house. And it's nice to bring my kid to see it too.
And you can see the nativity at Christmas or any time of the year at this museum as well. Traveling the countryside in Del Rio, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.